Okay, we're good.
We're live. Oh, so Lamaise, this recording actually just gave me a real Musa, Rabbi Yisai, for Yom Naram, and I leave you with this. Should I say this now, or should I say it at the end, Rabbi Yisai? Oh my gosh, this is the biggest chizuk ever. Now or later? Now? Chever, you look at this recording on the iPhone, right? Anyone have the iPhone app for the recording? Right? Bluesen, you ready for this? This is all over Frisch tomorrow, okay? Guaranteed. You ready? It's not mine, I can't take credit. You look at the app for the iPhone. You show your kids in Frisch what an app to the iPhone for recording is, okay? So you see, I'm looking at this thing right now, and it's like ups and all these things, right? It looks like an EKG. No, Jonah, it doesn't look like an EKG. It looks like an EKG. Yeah, exactly. Rabbi Yisai, if one looks at an EKG, I heard from Avram Shore a few years ago. If you look at an EKG and it's a flat line, what does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? It means the guy's gestorben. He's dead. Say it, Chevra, he's gestorben. He's gestorben.
Gestorben.
Starving. Rabbi Yisai, if you want life, you gotta have zigzags. There's gonna be ups, there's gonna be downs. There's gonna be erratic mahalchim. Oh, but that's the mahalcha chai. And we pick up after we go down, and we get out of this ditch. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is melech hachofetz b'chayim. He wants you to climb out. He wants you to go up. He wants you to recognize that even if there's going to be a ditch afterwards, I'm going to get out of that ditch. And I'm not going to plateau. And I'm not going to be al regel achas. What did that yid say to Hillel HaZaken? Give me Torah al regel achas. No, Zokta Hillel, you can't be al regel achas. You got to pick up. You got to be mechazik your friends. You got to be mechazik each other. You gotta be an up and a down and up and a down, and that's a source of chiyus. That's an EKG, chevre. Okay, so that's the shmooze for Yom Kippur. I just want life. That's all I want. Oh, so back to the Gemara Gittin. So the Gemara Gittin says, this shliach has no nemonos. He shouldn't be nemon to save it for an echtav. Why? Zok the Gemara, you want to tell me it's Eidech Nemi Bisurin? In fact, the Gemara can't be, because Eidech Nemi Bisurin bin Moko Macheskas Isser Dahainu, she's a Cheskas Eches Ish, should have no Nemonos. Great. Leave the Sugya alone right there. Stop! What do you need to continue talking? What does the Gemara say? It should just say loy. Was anyone bothered by this, Rabbi Yisai? Who was bothered by this?
Avrami.
Yeah, because Avrami stole it from the Ramban. Very good, Avrami. Why did the Gemara have to ask this kasha? It's very up your alley, Avrami, to ask such a kasha. Good. Why did the Gemara have to continue? It's good. It's gehendik. It's nice. It's a great kasha. What do you have to add? So Ramban was bothered by this kasha. So the emesis, the Ramban says that you should know from a girsa perspective that actually some Rishonim didn't even have this girsa. And really, we're goyres differently in the Gemara. But the Ramban says, Lamaisa, we have this girsa. So you know what the Gemara was asking? It was just sometimes the Gemara's nature is just to throw, you know, like a machete, right? The Gemara, you know, you just walk in there and you just knock them down, right? You want to get you throw that bowling ball and you want to get every pin down, right? So you can just ask whatever, ask away. Ask away and throw every, you know, it's like a guy, a lawyer that really wants to win the case. He's not going to just ask his one winning question that's going to be persuasive. He's going to mamish give it all. So that's the Gemara's kasha, is to ask really both kashas. But in a chanami, they're both correct. But Rabbi Yisai, I don't think the Ramban is the only one in this in this camp that dealt with this question, Rabbi Say. Who else dealt with this question? The Ramban deals with it off an art, clearly. But he wasn't alone to deal with this question. The Ramban was not the only one struggling with this problem. Tosfos was bothered by this question. And Zokta Heliga Tosfos, that you know why we need this Hemshich? Zoktoisus, Tiramaskal Have, I the Noka Dovership Erva, Omer Remishum de Baisha Rabbah. Oh, because everyone's gotta know that famous Gemara in Yavamas Peches dealing with Iguna and the Eid Echad Evning Namonis there, and the Gemara wants to know what's that based off of. And the Gemara gets into, and that's where all the Rishonim discuss, Eid Echad, when's it Nemon? B'shari Surin Gon Tevel V'Hektosh V'Konamos V'Savkal Ani Mehem and Afilus Chaz Gesur V'Labiyodo Olo. It's a shaky Gemara. We're not sure at the end of the day from that Gemara, Yavamas Peches, what the bottom line is. And I pointed out to you, everybody, in the last Sugya, it's actually a Machlokes Rishonim had a Paskin at the end of the day. If an Eid Echad is Nemon Keneged is Chazik. Because that Gemara is so shaky. So Memela Zokta Taisis, the reason why our Gemara needed to throw in a secondary Kasha is because what? What are you going to say if you come out of that Gemara in Yavamas Peches with the conclusion that an Eid Echad is Neman Bisurin Kain Keneged is Chazik? Hitaka does have Nemonis Keneged is Chazik. So then you're going to lose the whole oomph of the Gemara's Kasha and getting on that Bezim at base. So I have to add an additional question on the assumption that what an Eid Echad Neman Bisurin is Neman Keneged is Chazik, but still over here, it is a Dover, it is a Dover Sheberv. But Rabbi Isai, one has to wonder the following question. When you look at the Ramban, when you go to the Ramban on this issue, the Ramban says Kashali Yakavan the Ischazik Yisura Afilu Bashar Yisura Nami Loi Kedamrina Perika Yisha Vidover Shabarva Afilu Bala Ischazik Yisura Nami and Pachs Mishnaim Afilu Isra Nami and Pachs Mishnaim Kedamrina Perik Ha'imer Vizgir said the Lay Nisre Ach the Lay Nasre Ach the Igar Garcina Lay Ach Gamer Habadover Shabarva the Chain Perish Chada Vaoid Kamrina. Perhaps the double Kasha. But the Ramban said something fascinating when he was opening up the Kasha. You know what he said? He said that by the issue of Davar Sheba Erva, the issue of Davar Sheba Erva, that's an independent issue. And that exists even if it's not Ischazik Yisura. So Rabbi said, let's flip the question on its head. Let's ignore Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. If we would ignore Eid Echad Neman Bisurin, if we wouldn't develop Eid Echad Neman Bisurin, my question for you is the following. Is there a problem of Davar Sheba Erva? What did the Gemara say? The Gemara says, nah, this Shliach is Neman because of Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. Then the Gemara says, no. There's no Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. Why? Because it's Ischazik Yisura. Then the question is, what's the continuation of the Gemara? Ve'oid ha'vedavar Sheba Erva? Or that last statement of the oid, the last statement of Hoche Ischazik Yisura, Vehave Davar Sheba Erva, those two things might be connected also. My question for you is the following, Rabbi Yisai. Let's say you have a case that this thing and this Eidus is relevant to a Davar Sheba Erva, but the Davar Sheba Erva is being created by you and is not similar to our case in the Gemara where she has a cheskas eshes ish that you're trying to eradicate and you're going against the chazaka. Is such an issue qualified by the Gemara's statement of Ein Davar Sheba Erva Pachos Mishnayim
that you need to learn the Gzeir Shava of Dover Dover Mimamon, that you need two Edim for a Dover Sheba Erva? Or is a Dover Sheba Erva limited to cases where not necessarily is it Ishus, is it Erva, but are you being made Keneged HaChazaka? What I am proposing right now, Rabbi Yisai, and I'm questioning is, can you have a Dover Sheba Erva? This is going to sound wild. That an Eid Echad is Nema because it's not Keneged HaChezkas Iser? Marav Rabbi Yisai, the Ramban is clearly taking sides on that. And the Ramban is saying clearly that this question of a Oid Hava Dover Sheba Erva is afilu below Ischazik Yisura. What's Taisus' opinion like this? By the way, can anyone tell me a case that they're familiar with that would actually be a good example that maybe some of the Rishonim might have even discussed? Anyone see the Hagos Maimoni that was quoted by the Shmaitza? What was the case?
Where you send a Shliach.
You send a Shliach. And what the Shliach? To get married. And the Shliach made a mistake.
And he married, accidentally says me.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you're reading that, like, Hagos Maimoni, and you're like, yeah, right, a mistake. Yeah. Yeah. And then what happens? And now he's coming back, and he's telling the whole story. So he's not going against the Chazaka. He created the marriage. He's creating the Chazaka also. Right? So it's a Dover Sheba Erva. It's about marriage. But it's not connected to the Chazaka of Eishes Ish. So does he have Nemonis or not? That's our question. How do we define Ein Dover Sheba Erva Pachos Mishnayim? This sugya. Is that in the area, in the rubric of Dover Sheba Erva, anything that looks Ervadic, automatically I need two? Or no. Perhaps if you have a case of a Dover Sheba Erva that's not connected to Schazik, it's a little bit similar to Eid Echadem and Bisurin, and it's the Cheskas Isser that also causes problem with Dover Sheba Erva. So the Ramban is the one who clearly takes a line about this, and he says, I don't understand why you need a second Kasha. I understand this is independently problematic. Ein Dover Sheba Erva Bachos Mishnayim, even Shaloi connected to Schazik. And therefore the Ramban says, okay, yeah, you might have to say that there are only two, there are really two independent kashas over here. Very good. Very good. But Rabbi Yisai comes along Rabbi Kiveger.
Hey, Rabbi.
Yeah.
When you say this.
Give me one second. Sorry, Aaron, I'll be with you in a second. Yeah, Aaron.
Whenever you said that there's two independent questions, that's because they're two separate things. Meaning, so it's not is that a thing where somebody just throw everything
at? Right, that Dover Sheba Erva is a problem independently.
So Rabbi Isai, once the Ramban spelled this out, now I want to ask, what's Taisa Shita about this? Anyone have any opinions on the matter? How does Taisa define Davar Shebe'erava? Like I said, this is pretty sadistic for the rest of your life in Lumdus. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right, again, we're handling the Hagos Maimini. The Hagos Maimini clearly is arguing with the Ramban, right? That's his case, right? The case of the Shliach, where it's not connected to Chazakah, but it's a concept of Davar Shebe'erava. And he thinks that Eid Echad has Ne'amodas. The Ramban clearly in Gittin Daf Beis says, absolutely not. Comes on Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, wait, 1 second. Taisus also had the kasha. What did Taisus say? Why the Gemara continue with Davar Shebe'erava? Zok Taisus, because that Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Peches about Eirech Keneged Ischazik is an Ibai Deleiv Shita. It's not clear what the Maskonos HaGemara is. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, why didn't Taisus just say that, exactly like the Ramban eventually says, that you're right, that they're two independent questions, and really Davar Shebe'erava was really a deeper question, because even without Ischazik, that would be problematic, like the Ramban develops. And Taisus doesn't even explain that at all. Taisus says the only reason we needed a second question is because perhaps we're not sure if Eidach Nemen Bisurin is actually not Nemen Keneged Ischazik. So therefore, comes along like Mar and says, aye, but a Davar Shebe'erava, then he is not Nemen. Zokter Kiva Eger, from the fact that Taisus didn't answer like the Ramban, sounds like Taisus holds that the kasha of Davar Shebe'erava is a continuation of that same mahalach, that, yeah, Isurim, we're not sure if Eid Echad is Nemon, and that's an Ibaidulo Ifshita, and the Gemara in Yuvam is Peches. Over a Davar Shebe'erava is what? That for sure, Keneged Ischazik, is not Nemon. And therefore, over here, he loses Nemonas according to all swings and sides of the Gemara in Yevamos Peches. Zemin Funda, you see from here, Zokter Rabbi Akiva Eiger, not like the Ramban, but rather that Shitas HaToisus is that a definition of a Davar Shebe'erava is only if it's Keneged Chazaka. And he would actually paskin in the Hagos Maimonides case with the Shliach Zevi is what? Is considered a Davar Shebe'erava only if it's being made Keneged HaChazaka. Mimadu le'pirshu be'kripshuto Zokter Rabbi Akiva Eiger. De'pirchas ha'shas ve'oi da'afim lo'ayah yischazik yisurim mikom kom ha'ved Davar Shebe'erava. Nira the sphere lay the below is Chazik Gam Davar Shebe'erava Nemon. Rabbi said we found the Rishon on our daf. We have a machloikis Rishonim between the Balei HaToisus and Ramban. What is the definition in the Gemara of Ein Davar Shebe'erava Pochus Mishnayim? Half of a fellow, we thought we were learning Eidach Nemen Bisurin. And now it comes out that what we're learning actually what Davar Shebe'erava Pochus Mishnayim means. From a Hafla de Gediuk. In a Taisvis and a Ramban, and how you understand the two kashas of our Gemara. By the way, it might actually be connected. I never saw anyone who said this, I don't think. Or maybe I did and I just can't remember. But maybe this is dependent on the Girsa of Oit. Rabbi Isai. How do you read the Gemara? Read to me the Gemara. Gemara says, Eid Echonem Abisurin. Correct the Gemara, no. Eimer Damrinon. Eid Echonem Abisurin can go in Chaticha, Safik Shel Chilif, Safik Shel Shuman. The law is Chazik Isura, while Hochaz is Chazik Isura, Deshashis. Have a Dover Sheba Erev of Ein Dover Sheba Pachs Mishnai? Is that the way you read the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai? That sounds like who? It's one continuous line. What's the pshat? What makes it a Dover Sheba Erev? The Ischazik Isura makes it a Dover Sheba Erev. And that's needed for the Dover Sheba Erev. Masha Inkin, according to Ramban, that had a Girsa of the Oid, an independent question, then what? No. Even if it's not, it's Chazik Yisura. That separate question, that second kasha, is that it's Davar Sheba Erva. Maybe Tosis didn't even, what? Didn't even have a second question over here. It's all one flow. Since it's a Cheskas Yisra here, which is a problem with Eid Echonem Yisura, and we're not even sure, by the way, but also it's a Davar Sheba Erva. And why is it a Davar Sheba Erva? Because of that Cheskas Yisra that's going up against. How do you read the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara? Eimer Damri Neid Echonem Yisurin Gengoy Chatik Chosav Shech Chosav Shech Duhum Deloitz Chatz Gira Havel Ochad Yitz Chatz Gizur Deish Yish Yish Havet Dover Sheba Erva or no Havel Ochad Yitz Chatz Gizur V'oid Havet Dover Sheba Erva. Everyone chap what I'm saying? Everyone with me, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah, Rumi.
Isn't that what Rabbi Akiva Yeager is saying by saying that because of the fact that Tosos...
Yeah. I'm just speaking it out in the Gemara. I don't... Rabbi Akiva Yeager... Did Rabbi Akiva Yeager say that in the Gemara?
He says, Mimad lo pershu kipshuto de perchas hashas ve'o da'afim lo ha'yiz chazik yisur mikom makom ha'vidar shu erba. Because of that we can see...
Yeah. But he didn't say that that's... He didn't say that that actually might come back to the actual girsas. That's all I'm saying. You're right. Now, I would just point out that it might actually be in totally on the text. By the way, what Avrami is pointing out is 100% correct. What we set up until now is conceptually true no matter what your girsa in the Gemara is. There's two ways to approach this Gemara, but I'm just saying it actually might even relate to whether or not there was a separate word over here. But fundamentally, in terms of lumdus over here, why the Gemara has two statements over here, and if the Gemara has two statements over here, and how the two statements are interlocking is for sure going to be totally on what your definition of Dover Sheba Erva here, and that's going to be a machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban. All right, Rabbi Yisai, Nafkamina is the case of the Shmaitza with the Agos Maimini. And I'm sure you can come up with other cases that you're going to be talking about a Dover Sheba Erva, and it's not necessarily Kenegat HaChazaka. Would it Eid Echad be Neman or not? Fascinating Nafkamina. All totally how to learn a Gemara and get enough base. I always assumed, Rabbi Yisai, anytime I learned, before I learned this Gemara, before I learned this Rav Kivega, these Rishainim, I always assumed, this Beis Halevi, I always assumed, in Dover Sheba Erva Chalas Mishnayim, is if you're in the category of Dover Sheba Erva, you're out. You need two Eidim. That's not necessarily the case. That's what we're seeing. Schmack. Problem is, Rabbi Yisai, Rav Kivega points out that this doesn't work. It might be the mashmos of Tosfos at the beginning, but Rabbi Yisai, as we take it one step further, Tosfos elsewhere is mashma the opposite. And this is goyness of Rabbi Akiva Yeager. Frekt Rabbi Akiva Yeager, let's go back to the original sugya that we started off with. The end of Tosfos, Dira Maschal HaVidover Sheberv, Ve'im Taimer, again, Tosfos is saying what? Perhaps what? We're not sure what the conclusion were in Yevamos Pei Ches was. Meaning the Gemara is entertaining the possibility that what? Perhaps Eid Echad is Taka Neman Keneged Chazaka. So Frektais is Akasha, Im Kain, why do you need a Pasuk by Nida? Wherever you know, Eid Echonem and Bisurin, Keneged Chazaka,
That should be the source for Nida also. What's unique about Nida? That I need a special Gzeres HaKosov. So, Ktoisis. Yesh Leimer Desaka Daitach. Duchoshiv Dover. Kmo Dover Shaberv. I would have thought that Nida is what? Kamo Davar Shebe'erva. By the way, everybody, I don't know if I said this. I think I said it after I finished the sugya and I started the next shir on it. What is that Salka Daitach of Taisus? Who does that Salka Daitach sound like for those of you that want to start Chazar for the Bechina that's coming up? What's Taisus toying with? What's Toysis playing with? Chevra. What?
What do you need two for Davar Shebe'erva?
No, what's Toysis toying with, Jonah? Whether or not... He's saying, Salkadayt Chav Davar Shebe'erva. At what?
Therefore, you need two.
Right? You don't know. That's what Toysis is saying. But what's he saying in Lomdis? Oh! Thank you, Ranan. I mean, Toysis is toying with the Rambam. Toysis is toying with... Right? Someone said to me over Shabbos, they're learning in yeshiva. They used to be in our shir. And they came from my Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. And they told me they found a Rashi in Gittin Daf Vav and Beis. And I told them the whole ganze shtickle. I said, that's Rashi Lishitasa, Rabbi Yosef Engel. I said, that's Geshmak. Chevra, that's Rashi by the Nidus Davar Shebe'erva, remember? Chevra, that's what Tois is toying with. Right? Jonah and Lumdis, that's what Tois is toying with. Is it a Davar Shebe'erva? Is it not a Davar Shebe'erva? Toys is saying it's not a Davar Shebe'erva. And Lamaisa, I talk a hold that neither is the mucker for Erech and Mibisurin at the end of the day. Right? It's connected to Chazaka, right? Toys deals with that. That's old Sugis. But I had a possibility in my head, like Ranan saying, like the Rambam, like Rashi, that maybe one would coin Davar Shebe'erva like a Nida would be a Davar Shebe'erva. Good. So Toys holds not like that, right? But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, on the Salka Daitl Davar Shebe'erva, right? At the end of the day, is that a good Davar Shebe'erva, Rabbi Yisai? What am I asking? What am I saying? Frektrum Kiveger Goinis Ashaile! He says, 1 second over here. I'm a Lamdin. I know stuff over here. Is Nida Keneged a Chazoka, Rabbi Yisai? Anyone who went into Rosh Hashanah knows the answer to this question. Nida is not connected to Chazaka. Either Tosis says it's a Chazaka Asuy Lishtanis, or it means, no, she's not going to be Roya Kol Yoyim, whatever it is, the Shmaitza, the Ma'arit. The fact that she has to dunk in the Mikvah, Zokta Marashah, that's also not connected to Chazaka. Why? Because that's a new Ne'amonus of Biyodo, that's not Erechod. So however you slice it, Rabbi Yisai, the mucker of Eidech, of the stage in Nida, is Keneged Ischazik or is not Keneged Ischazik? The answer is, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, no, Tosis already dealt with this early in Tosis. So anyone who learns Gittin Daf Beis and Beis like a mensch, and actually remembers all the Balei Tosis, all the Marashos, all the Shmaitzes, all the Maharitz, all the Lomdis, Rabbi Yisai, that is building on itself with a gemaldik amigdol, like a migdol bovel, building on itself, Rabbi Yisai. Frechter Kiveeger, this toisus is mashma that Davar Shebe'erva exists like the Ramban without a chazoka. Frechter Kiveeger, I have a steer in toisusim. Is everyone with me? If Toysis is saying Salkadaita David Davar Shebe'erva, and therefore what? Ain Davar Shebe'erva Pachas Mishnayim, I need to aid him. Hello, Toysis, you told me before that that's only if what? It's Keneged HaChazaka against the Ramban. That's the way you learn the Kasha of the Gemara.
Im Kain, why are you telling me that by Nida, I would have a Salka Daitoch, that it's a Dover Shebe Erva, that's not Nemon with one, that I need a Pasuk to tell me? If you yourself told me that Nida is not Keneged a Chazakah, either because of Lomdus of Chazakos of Lishtanis, or because of Lomdus of Marshaz, whatever it is, I don't care. But Lamaisa, the Chazakah is out. And that's why I'm allowed to learn at the end of the day, Eid Echonem and Bisur and Taka from Nida. But it doesn't fit with your definition of Davar Sheva Erva is only Keneged Ischazik. That's a kasha. Two different mashmoses from the Rebbe Akiva Eiger, from the Tosfos, as the Rebbe Akiva Eiger points out, and how Taka Tosfos Shita is. From the way he understands the Gemara's kasha, and the way he deals with the Ramban, it sounds like one mahalach in Davar Sheva Erva. But from the end of Tosfos, it sounds like a different mashmos, and Rebbe Akiva Eiger is taka left hanging. And I don't care if I don't have a teretz to this, Rabbi Say. I don't care if I don't have a teretz to this, because I love living with this kasha. Such a ga'oinistig kasha. Sometimes, leave life with a kasha. Sometimes move on with the kasha. Because the kasha is so beautiful. But chevre, we have to go searching. We have to really try and investigate and see, are there any other shitas in the Rishonim that may have dealt with this? Are there any sugyas that may have dealt with this issue that perhaps could shed light on this very sugya, on how you define a davar sheva erva, and ein davar sheva erva pachos mi shnayim? Yeah, Judah.
Why are we automatically saying that a nida is a case of davar sheva erva? Is it possible to say that?
Stop. Why are we automatically saying nida davar sheva erva? Tosfos is saying salka daita chav davar sheva erva. I'm just reading those words. What does that mean?
Right.
What does that mean?
Never mind.
I would have thought it's a Davar Sheva Erva.
Right, I guess it means Nida is a Davar Sheva Erva.
No. It means I would have thought Nida is a Davar Sheva Erva, which means it would have fallen in the category of Ein Davar Sheva Erva Chachos Mishnayim. Im Kain says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, so then you're obviously saying that Nida is a Davar Sheva Erva without Chazaka, because you already told me that Nida is not connected to Chazaka. And that's how you're learning Nida to be the source of Eidach and Emen Bisur, like Tosfos does.
Right.
It's like Rabbi Akiva Eiger is learning with us, Rabbi Say. He's Mamash in our Shir. He's been with us every sugya, every step of the way. But this is a big problem, Rabbi Say. This is a big problem. Chevret, the island didn't see the Ran in Gittin later on in Andaf Samach Gimel, right? Samach Dalet. Okay, very good. So we have our work cut off for us for Ben Azmanim, in addition to everything else we're going to learn in Meretz Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, we'll try to see, just to wrap up, there are some other Rishonim that seem to allude to this issue and definitions, and in Meretz Hashem, you'll come take a look. Hopefully, we'll wrap that up afterwards, and I think I have one more sugya, maybe, that I'd like to discuss on Bezim and Bez, Rabbi Yisai. And then I think we're going to have to start wrapping things up when we get back, Chevra,